This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Grand Junction leaders will not ban tents from city parks after the city council voted down a proposal last night. Council member Jason Wynn says city leaders should first provide more resources for Grand Junction's unhoused residents.
If I was sitting as a layperson in the city with the closure of Whitman, with what's happening at Emerson, it just feels like we're consistently on a regular basis trying to push people around. Whether or not that's our intention, that's what I would think if I was on the outside of city operations.
The ban would have applied during daytime hours. Overnight camping is already banned in Grand Junction, except in cases when shelters are full. A handful of individuals are vying to fill the vacant at-large seat on Pueblo City Council. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The sitting council is tasked with appointing someone to fill the seat left open when the new mayor took office. They've narrowed a large group of applicants to six potential candidates, including people who are active in the community and others who have previously run for city office. Council is interviewing them during a special meeting and is expected to make the choice this evening. That person will be sworn in on Monday and will hold office through next year. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The former Aurora police officer convicted in Elijah McClain's death has filed an appeal. An Adams County jury found Randy Rodema guilty of negligent homicide and third-degree assault in McClain's death. He was sentenced to 14 months in jail and 4 years probation. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.